The house on Locust Street was the first of 130 blighted properties Anderson plans to purchase and redevelop with the $2.8 million it received through a federal government program. Lieutenant Governor Sue Elsperman spoke at the Locust Street site and says there are many possible uses for the properties.
And the hope is that they will become either additional homes, they may become pocket parks, they may become community gardens.
Or in this case, an affordable home built through Habitat for Humanity, according to the organization. Elsperman says the program has been well received by citizens and she expects all demolition will be completed within a year or two. Stephen Smith, who lives across the street from the now demolished house, echoed her positive sentiments.
I think it's a great program. I just can't believe it, you know, until I see it down.
Smith, among others, referred to the house as an eyesore, and he hopes that getting rid of deteriorating houses like this one will raise property values in his community. Keegan Beresford, IPR News.